boy admired the proud British ships and wished, as an adult, to possess a navy as fine as the English. Germany realized that Russia was becoming stronger, building its military and industrial capacity and extending its network of railways, a vital factor in moving huge armies across large distances. If there was to be a war, the longer it was delayed, the greater the strength of Russia. "Every year we wait lessens our chances," said the German chief of staff, Helmut von Moltke the Younger. Great Britain. Great Britain, on her part, wanted nothing more than to protect her empire, which, as every British schoolchild was taught, covered a quarter of the globe's landmass and the associated opportunities for commerce the empire provided. For much of the latter half of the 19th century, Britain had remained aloof from international affairs, concentrating only on matters of self-interest and its empire, consisting of 400 million people, a situation it called its splendid isolation. The emergence of Germany as a perceived new threat to both Britain's colonial holdings and to the nation itself changed that. Knowing the importance of its navy, not simply for the